Now, joining us on the line at the moment is Senator Sarah Henderson. She's a Victorian Senator, regular guest on the show. Wonderful to have you on again. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Loggie. Great to join you.
Senator, I should say.
You can call me Hendo.
Hendo, great. Hendo. I wasn't sure if I could.
Yeah.
But good. Okay, Hendo. You know, obviously some great news in the last 24 hours, and provided nothing drastic happens today, regional Victoria will be opening up. It's a bit of cold comfort for the people in who are listening in Werribee and Wyndham and that kind of area this morning. I guess what we want to know, though, is how we got here in the first place, don't we, Loggie?
Yeah, we do. I mean, Hendo, the purpose-built quarantine facilities, we know that the way that we're in lockdown at the moment is because of bungled hotel quarantine, again, from South Australia. But why don't we have a purpose-built quarantine facility yet here in Victoria?
Well, Loggie, the National Cabinet decided, of course, the Prime Minister with the states and territories more than a year ago, that the states would have primary responsibility for quarantine. But the Commonwealth has done a lot of the heavy lifting through Howard Springs. So there's been about $500 million investment in Howard Springs in the Northern Territory. And that has been taking the majority of repatriation flights. So that's been playing a very important role in our national quarantine effort. However, I do note that the Victorian government has made a proposal to the Commonwealth to place another quarantine facility at Nicolham, which is actually an animal quarantine facility. I've been quite critical of that proposal because of logistical and biosecurity reasons. Nicolham actually needs to expand, and it needs very significant buffer zones, as you can imagine, when you've got animals in quarantine. And so I have been advocating very strongly and loudly for Avalon, which would enable international flights to come straight into Avalon. The accommodation would be a very short period, you know, short distance away. And I think it's a very compelling proposal, and one that is being considered by the Morrison government at the moment.
Well, so the rumour is at the moment that the perspective has shifted away from Nicolham, and in fact Avalon is now the front runner for that. Can you confirm that at all?
No, I can't. These proposals are being considered by the government, the Commonwealth. But I, as I say, I'm not sure that the Nicolham proposal adds up. And I'm not quite sure why the Victorian government put that forward as the priority proposal. I mean, it's very, consider Avalon. We have a brand new first-class international airport, a wonderful terminal. Might I say, we did provide $20 million of support to build that terminal. We've got all of the relevant agencies there. We know that, of course, Avalon has been ostensibly closed through the pandemic, and that's been very, very tough. But it's a very attractive proposal to consider, that people can fly straight in, go to their accommodation a short distance away. And I think that it is a compelling proposal.
Yeah, well, that's why we're so excited about it, Hendo. And that's why I guess we're just wondering why it's taking so long, because a lot of us feel that maybe had there been proper quarantine, obviously, well, I mean, it is true, yeah, that had there been proper quarantine, we might not be in this lockdown again for the fourth time, us here in Victoria.
Well, we do have to ask the question, why is Victoria continuing to go into lockdown where other states are not? And I think that's an issue of concern to all Victorians. In regional Victoria, we've had no cases of community transmission, and yet all of regional Victoria has been locked down.
Since the outbreak of the pandemic, every state essentially has been into lockdown at some point or another. Yes, it's happening a lot in Victoria, but nowhere is hotel quarantine foolproof. So I guess our issue is that it's just lots of chat. There's lots of talk about it. There's lots of talk about it, and it doesn't seem to be any action. When are we going to get some action?
Well, look, just very briefly on the lockdown. Yes, we have had lockdowns in other states, but they've been short and sharp, and they've generally been located in the area where there has been a hotspot. In Victoria, we've had a different approach where the entire state has been locked down. We've seen that now with regional Victoria. I am very pleased with the news that we are looking like we will reopen as of midnight tonight. So that is positive. But we can't underestimate the economic damage, the mental health damage that this does. So as I say, in relation to the quarantine facilities, hotel quarantine has largely been successful, but we know, as you've mentioned, we had the absolute hotel quarantine disaster in Victoria last year. So I do believe and I do think that the Commonwealth already is playing a very important role in supporting the states and territories and arguably can play a greater role. But we've only recently received this proposal in relation to Nicholson. And as I say, I don't think it adds up.
That's just there's so much talk. There's just so much talk. Just before we let you move on and we move on to vaccine chat, how long is it going to take? You've had it for 6 weeks now. How long do you think it's going to take before something happens, whether it's Mickleham or whether it is indeed Avalon as a dedicated quarantine site?
Well, look, Jeff, it's roughly, I think, formally 6 to 8 weeks that the Commonwealth has received the Victorian Government's proposal, Tom. Yep. But obviously Avalon has been speaking about this since the beginning of the year. They put this forward, I think, back formally in February to the Victorian Government. So that's why there's been a lot of talk in our community for some months. And I'm very hopeful that a decision by the Commonwealth in conjunction with the state will be made very soon.
Okay, great.
Now, look, Hendo, the federal government is facing a lot of pressure over the aged care workers' vaccine rollout. We know that we were told that everyone there should be fully vaccinated within 6 weeks of the rollout. That was supposed to happen since February. That has now not happened. We are knowing that aged care workers have tested positive for COVID. There are some people in aged care that have tested positive for COVID. I mean, this is a big concern. Why hasn't this happened? Why haven't these people been vaccinated yet?
Well, firstly, can I say that aged care workers are a priority cohort. So just if you look in our community, Loggie, for the last 14 weeks, aged care workers have been urged to go to Barwon Health, and initially it was in Mary, the Mary's, St Mary's Church in the middle of Geelong, and I actually visited there in the very early days. So for whatever reason, there are a number of aged care workers who initially didn't take up that offer. I know others have tried to get appointments, and now Barwon Health has said, look, you are a priority group. Please go to the old Ford factory in North Geelong and you will be prioritised. Of course, the health advice was that the vaccine is not mandatory. So there are some aged care workers who've decided not to take up the vaccine. But my personal view is that everyone should get vaccinated to protect Australia and Australians, and particularly the most vulnerable. So we certainly did have some supply issues in the early phases, there's no doubt about that, but we've seen the number of vaccinations pick up very strongly. So we now have some 4.5 million vaccinations which have been administered, more than one in the three Australians over 50 and more than one in two Australians over 70. So we are really seeing the pace being picked up. But I think that's also true because with this latest wave in Victoria, more Victorians are deciding, oh dear, I better make this a priority in my life. I better make a booking and I better go and get myself vaccinated. And I think we're also seeing a big surge in Victoria because of it.
Are we going to see the broadening of requirements sooner rather than later? Or sorry, the criteria of people that are allowed to get the vaccine? Because for me, as an under 40, it feels like it's only if your parents' name starts with the letter P and you wear a certain kind of shoes. You know, like it seems like there's a lot of hoops to jump through.
And we're the ones that are spreading it, really, the younger people.
Are we going to make it easier for people?
Well, Loggie, the good news is that in regional Victoria, you're not spreading it. There's no community transmission whatsoever. So I don't want to speak ill of younger people. I think everyone in our community is being as responsible as they possibly can be. But this is being progressively rolled out. As you know, over 50s are eligible. People between 40 and 49 are now eligible to get the Pfizer, of course, which is a different vaccine. And all of those priority cohorts, people working in disability, residential homes, in aged care homes, emergency workers, people working on ports, they've all been prioritised for many, many weeks. So the rollout is happening as safely and as quickly as possible. And I expect, Loggy and Tom, will hear some news very soon about younger people in our community.
Great. Glad to hear it. Yep. All right, Senator Henderson, thank you so much for hanging on the line and having such a long chat to us this morning. We just had those questions that we really wanted to clear up, and appreciate you being so honest with it.
Oh, well, look, it's my pleasure. And look, just let me say that we're very proud as a government. We've delivered more than $45 billion in COVID support to Victorian families. And, of course, there's a lot of support that's flowed through our budget. So we are very proud of the way that we have worked with all communities during this very tough time. And I just want to thank everyone for all their endurance. And my last message is please go and get vaccinated. It's so important for the health and well-being of our community.
All right, Senator Sarah Henderson, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.